your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Excited today, I'm joined with my old friend, Craig Dubitsky. Craig is the Chief Innovation Strategist at Colgate-Palmolive and also the founder of Hello Products. Craig, awesome to have you back. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. So glad to be back. Back and better than ever.
So Craig, really exciting stuff. I think since the last time you were on the show, you were literally hustling like crazy at Hello Products and had your friendly smile all over the place. And since then, you've now been acquired by Colgate-Palmolive early in 2020. Wow. Like, how has it been? What a year for you.
It's been pretty awesome. First, you know, I got to say thanks for having me on and having me back. Yeah, I just hope everybody that's listening is keeping healthy and safe and mindful and optimistic. So we'll start with that. Most important. Yeah, I'm still hustling, you know. I'm hustling every day, man. That's it. It's all about the hustle. Now I'm just I'm hustling in different ways on different things, but still hello. You know, and it's interesting. People say all the time, like, oh, you know, congratulations, you were acquired. And I'm sort of like, you know, I'm certainly appreciative, absolutely. But I feel less that we, like we partnered with Colgate more than we were acquired by Colgate. And that might sound cute and coy. And yeah, there was a transaction and that's awesome, right? But the part that's really exciting is that we're now partnered with this company that's incredible. I mean, I learned so much about Colgate, certainly through the process of you know, watching Hello become part of Colgate, but also through this past year in this new role that I have there. It's a new role for them too. So I've learned a lot. And the coolest thing I've learned, Colgate is this incredible company on many levels. But the thing I love about them, they're so humble. They're so chill. I didn't know that Colgate is the single most penetrated brand in the world, which is incredible.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, right? If you think about it, like everybody needs toothpaste.
Yeah. So I think the number is 62% of every household in the world has Colgate in it. It's incredible. And the next nearest brand is at 40% household penetration. So the delta is pretty significant. And yeah, they operate in over 200 countries and it's unbelievable. So yeah, I have this lovely, lovely situation, if that's the right word to use. Maybe the better word and really more accurate word is a set of opportunities within Colgate, because yeah, we have Hello and we started the brand. I started the brand, you know, I'm the founder guy, but it originally was me, three people and a dog. In lovely Montclair, New Jersey. We're still in Montclair. We're working remotely, but we have a couple of people that go into the office here and there. So we're part of Colgate, but we're a totally, you know, independent, separate group. And they they're really just like, you keep doing what you do. If there's anything we can help with, we're here for you. If there's anything you need from us, we're here from you. But other than that, we want to learn from Hello. And if there are things we can help with, we're there. So it's pretty, pretty amazing. And now I get to leverage, you know, 35,000 people across 200 plus countries. We're like, yeah, bring it on. Let's go.
Big team. So, instant huge team. That's great.
Oh, yeah, so, like mega scale. And everyone stayed, you know, it's like that's the thing.
I love it. Well, I think you also built a pretty amazing culture. You know, I think, you know, Hello Products in particular, it's like you have, you know, not just happy customers, but you have happy employees. So of course they want to, you know, come along for that journey.
Yeah. We never, it's funny. I was on a call early this morning and someone dropped the E word, the employee word. And I was like, no, don't even use that word. It's like offensive. We're, you know, we're family. We finish each other's sentences and, you know, it's a magical thing. So I like to think that people don't come to work at Hello, they join Hello. And it's the same with the people that use our stuff. You know, they choose to use it. They join us, and it's it's a magical thing. It's very special. I so don't take it for granted. Every day I'm like, what do we do? How do we do it a little better? How do we push a little bit? How do we, you know, it's literally like, how can we make people happy? And it's amazing. Sometimes the bar is so low, and that's not to denigrate the bar. It's just that it's like the stuff sometimes is right there. And I'll give you, for instance, we have this idea to, because we love animals, we're a cruelty-free brand. People can bring, you know, dogs into the office and stuff. At least they could when we were sort of fully in the office. And I had this idea because my daughter, I'm married, I've got two kids, and my younger child, our daughter, decided at the start of COVID that she wanted to foster cats. So we've had 40 cats in my house.
By the way, I can never come to your house now because I'm highly allergic.
Well, I was allergic, but only in an emotional sense. Oh, cats. And I'm sorry you're allergic.
40 cats.
Not all at once at times, but the high water mark, we had like, I think 13. We had two pregnant mom cats that both gave birth to litters in our house. And then three other cats. It's been amazing. But we've gotten them all adopted, right? Which is beautiful because everybody wins. Like these beautiful, lovely animals get lovely homes, and you know the fur parents are psyched out of their minds, especially you know in COVID time. So anyway, if you're listening and you're at home and you want to you know like get some love and give some love, please, please, please think about fostering or adopting. So anyway, we're doing this in my house and. You know, the idea was, well, we should offer this as a benefit. Like if you want to foster, you know, Hello has a fund set aside where we'll help, you know, cover a lot of the costs. And if you adopt, we'll pay for the adoption and, you know, food and first vet visits and all this stuff. And it's just like little things like that, that make all the difference. And I was on with one of our team members. And if you're listening, hello, Sarah, I'm talking about you. And she adopted this incredible cutie pie dog. And I was like, so, Sarah, do you remember we have this thing? She's like, oh, yeah. Like, I hit it up. You know, it covers everything. And, you know, it's just, it's like just the right thing to do to help people who want to help full stop, whether that's animals or other people. So, yeah, it feels good. So, yeah, the culture is really important. It's kind of really, truly everything, as trite as that sounds. And I hope all the friendly we're trying to put out there makes its way into the products. I feel like we're certainly trying to do that and into people's lives. And, you know, then they don't have to think about this stuff. They just think this stuff makes me feel good.
Awesome. So, Craig, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Obviously, you know, at Philo, we kind of, you know, not only are we in the cannabis space head first, but we also are working with, you know, a lot of the traditional brands out there buying the cannabis data. You know, this is obviously a rapidly developing category. It's kind of impossible. Every day you see the news, like more and more states are coming on board from a legalization perspective, from a CBD and hemp perspective. Obviously, it's now legal across the whole country with the Farm Bill a few years ago. And, you know, since we last talked, you actually had launched a hemp-infused toothpaste.
Yes.
And, you know, I was looking at some very interesting stats. I don't know if you've ever looked into MRI Simmons, but basically cannabis consumers over-index with natural products, like very, very high.
Oh, sure.
And you guys are all natural products at Hello. And so I'm just curious, like what made you kind of even launch a product with hemp? Because a lot of people are almost nervous from a brand perspective without knowing all of the regulatory laws and what you can and can't do. Talk to us about that. And I love it.
Yeah, me too. So we have hemp and we have CBD products. So we got involved with hemp because it's an amazing ingredient for all the reasons I know you know, and I'm sure your listeners know, and anyone who's following the space knows. You know, it's a natural soother. You know, it's an anti-inflammatory. It's great for gum health, and CBD in particular help. Hemp, yes, but CBD even more so. So we knew that there were decidedly fabulous benefits from hemp and CBD, and we decided to go for it. And you know, some places had obviously issues with CBD in terms of regulatory and what you can ship and what they were comfortable having in their stores, and others were fine with CBD. So we wanted to have options. You know, our big thing is, hello, the only mint we don't like is judgment. Thank you, tip your waiters, enjoy the veal. So if you were down for it and you could go CBD, we were right there with you. Let's go for it. If you weren't quite ready as a retail partner or e-tail partner, we were like, okay, look, we have these hemp products and they work beautifully. So we had, you know, mouthwash and toothpaste for hemp, and also hemp seed oil infused floss and floss picks. Yeah, it's just a great ingredient. It really is lovely. So we had, you know, again, hemp and a full range of stuff with hemp, but then we pushed it a little further and we created a CBD range that had a new thing for us, which was a lip balm. So we have a CBD lip balm because CBD is just so moisturizing. And what's really cool about it is it's a vegan lip balm. Most lip balms, and this isn't a bad thing necessarily, again, like, we don't like judgment. So our CBD lip balm, it's a vegan lip balm. There's no beeswax in the lip balm. So if you have beeswax, which most lip balms tend to have beeswax, you're not...
Hold on. I have some on my desk right here, and I'm looking at the ingredients.
So ours is...
Very curious. Let's see. The hemp lip balm. So here are the ingredients. Are you ready? I'm just curious. I just learned something from you. Extra virgin olive oil. Great. Extra virgin coconut oil.
Sure.
Beeswax.
Yes.
Solar infused calendula blossoms.
Yeah, calendula. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Calendula. Oh my God. I'm
no, these are all good things. But and bees, look, bees are important. And I'm sure the people that are getting this beeswax are doing so in a very responsible way. It's great. But you know, it's no longer a vegan product at that point, and that's
really
okay. That's okay. Yeah. So ours has no beeswax in it. Yeah. And so we have CBD lip balm. And it's really beautiful. I mean, the pack is beautiful.
Now, Craig, I just want to interrupt you for a second. Yeah. Just for everyone who's actually listening now, like, I love that you launched a lip balm because, you know, you were also the co-founder at EOS.
Yes.
Evolution of Smooth Products. And so you're very familiar.
I like lip balm.
You're very familiar with creating successful lip care brands.
Yeah, I like lip balm a lot. It's a great, you know, it's a great product. It's a great category.
Can't get away from it.
No, you know, but I'm happy to be, you know, to be back in it with Hello. And EOS is a lovely, lovely, lovely product. I'm very proud of my history there from the earliest days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Hello CBD lip balm, again, vegan product, awesome. And then we have a mouthwash, a range that we have a charcoal version and a non-charcoal version. And the non-charcoal version, you know, they both have aloe vera in them. They're really, really great products. And CBD is terrific in a mouthwash. Again, it's so moisturizing. A lot of people suffer from dry mouth, and, you know, the flow of saliva is your body's natural way of removing bacteria from your mouth and bad breath. And if you have dry mouth, which again, a lot of people do, your saliva flow stops. So you're kind of inhibiting your body's natural defense mechanism. You know, if you're on any kind of medication, most medications, I shouldn't say most, but many tend to create a situation where people's mouths get very dry. So,
well, yeah, I mean, even if someone's doing an edible, or smoking, right? They're going to get dry mouth, and then they could cure it with a little CBD mouthwash.
Yeah,
right?
it's amazing. So we have this mouthwash product is great. We have toothpaste, you know, fluoride free, and charcoal toothpaste. It's a fluoride free charcoal, and you know, coconut oil, CBD. But what's great about it is there's a code on each pack, and you can scan it with your phone. It literally takes you to the lab report that matches up with the exact pack you're holding in your hand. So it's totally traceable. And you can see the lab report that corresponds with the product you're holding and literally see that there's no THC in the product.
Mm-hmm.
No heavy metals in the product. It's really pretty amazing. And for the toothpaste, CBD toothpaste, we use these tubes that are made from sugarcane, which is just, again, like just...
Wow.
Really cool. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's
they feel
very
good.
Cool. And
yeah, it's... we're trying, you know, like we never stop. So you ask like, why CBD? Why hemp? It's like, I'm not sitting around trying to figure out how can we do the same thing as everybody else. Like we got to figure out what can we do that's cool. And by cool, I mean, effective. I mean, efficacy is always number one, right? Safety and efficacy. This stuff goes in your mouth. If it goes in your mouth, it's going in your body. These are wellness products. Like if you don't take care of your mouth, you're not taking care of your body, you're not going to be a happy camper. So, you know, we're serious about the efficacy and where and how we source, you know, all our stuff. It's made in the States. We know our growers. I've been out in the fields with our hemp growers in Colorado. It's a really great product. And you know, the idea was to make it available and affordable and, again, as thoughtful as we could make it. So, you know, we're pushing it. We have a lot of other new ideas coming down the pike. So I just say, watch this space.
Well, I wanted to bring up, one important facet of your job. And obviously, you know, I know this just from knowing you for years, but, you know, packaging is kind of your MO. It's your, you know, it's your background. You know what you're doing there.
And it's my jam.
It's your jam. And so I'm just kind of curious.
I'm kidding.
No, but it is your jam. And it's okay to say that, but I think when you were kind of designing the hemp toothpaste in particular, you know, and you had all these other products that you've gone to market with without hemp, you know, I'm just curious how you might've thought about the packaging. So maybe, you know, if somebody has never interacted with hemp or CBD or any type of cannabis, like how it might appeal to them, you know, from a packaging standpoint.
Sure. Well, you know, there's so much confusion out there, right? So the first thing was, how do we demystify this thing? How do we kind of not overplay it so it seems heavy-handed and obnoxious, or, oh, they're jumping on the CBD bandwagon or the hemp bandwagon. So our hemp products, yeah, they're it's low-keyed. It, you know, it doesn't have any leaf images on it. You know, it doesn't have any of the tropes or stereotypes that I think a lot of people associate with this particular ingredient. And that was important to us, just to kind of tone it down. It's one of those things where you just don't have to try that hard. And if you do, I think it ends up like becoming cliche. So we just wanted to make something that looked beautiful, didn't overplay any kind of imagery that again would be maybe sort of obvious, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
I already used trite, and I didn't use another classic word, hackneyed. We wanted tropey nonsense. So the
right.
stuff just looks straight up. It looks like the rest of our range. We use a beautiful green color, but you know, we use green for different things that we have. It's not over the top at all. And when we did the CBD range, and if people haven't checked it out yet, you know, holoproducts.com is where you can find our stuff. The CBD, when we launched it, the toothpaste tubes in particular were in these really beautiful cylinders, totally recyclable, beautiful craft paper cylinders. So they looked different. Like if you saw it, and we launched in Ulta, they were the first place we launched, and in Bed Bath and Beyond. But if you look online, like go to Ulta.com, you can see it. The packaging was really pretty. And I say pretty, I mean, I love packaging. To me, it's all art. It's not a package, it's a piece of art. So we wanted to make this pack something that was very different for oral care, so that when you saw it, you were like, whoa, what's that? It's just intrinsically pretty. And then we have a spot varnish. This might be too, you know, wacky, wonky, you know, geek graphic design and package design talk. But it had like little subtle elements that were there. If you noticed, if you touched the outer pack, you could feel these little, like the little touches.
Oh, I see it.
Subtle, very subtle.
I'm looking at it right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but it's just like everything to me is art and everything communicates. So even if we could just make it a little prettier, it ends up being noticeable because the bar generally is pretty low with this stuff. So I wanted the packaging to have a come hitherness to it. So even if you weren't specifically going to Ulta, let's say, or Harman or BBB and saying, I'm dying to use my blue coupon for 20% off. And I only want to spend it on hemp, just by walking down the aisle, just by sheer dint of being next to this, you would go, whoa, what's that pretty thing? And that was the idea again, like not to overplay into the hype and the tropes, the visual tropes of CBD and anything hemp related. So I just wanted to stay away from all that.
That's great. Well, I definitely see, from a brand perspective, traditional brand perspective, there is just this incredible momentum of, mainstream brands that are starting to adopt CBD and even THC. Like obviously you've got Burt's Bees that also launched, a lip balm line with CBD and creams. And then you have Pabst Blue Ribbon just had an offshoot of Pabst Labs, which just launched a THC seltzer, right? And if you think about it with the new year and dry January, a lot of people are turning to products like that.
Yeah,
because they're reducing their alcohol intake, but they're increasing their THC intake. And then it's just every day it's something new. Constellation, Core, it's like all these big brands are like, how do we move into this new industry? And so, as legislation across different states continue to approve recreational marijuana use, we're starting to see more and more brands take this as a serious next big wave. And so I think you guys obviously were a little bit ahead of it, which is great. I don't know, is there any...
I think in the immortal words of Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last. No. I think we're really happy on the Hello side in particular, because now I sort of wear multiple hats. I have my Hello hat, my Colgate hat. But on the Hello side in particular, we want to push it. We want to be very comfortable, and we are very comfortable with exploring the next. I like to think with Hello, we're the new now next business. Mm-hmm. What is interesting, or as we like to say, minteresting, that we could bring to the party that wouldn't necessarily be a fit for other brands? And that doesn't make those other brands any less important, vital, effective, lovely. It's just we want to do things a little bit differently. With Hello, I always want people to go, why didn't anybody do that before? Like, what took somebody so long to do that? So if that's part of our filter / mandate / culture, we're just getting started. We have so much more to come. I'm really fired up. And that's around, sure, packaging and design and aesthetic and ethic, absolutely, but also around ingredient strategies and, CBD, hemp. I mean, there are some other incredible ingredients out there that we're looking at, and we always want to try to push it, just like, what can we do next? What can we do that other folks haven't necessarily done yet? So yeah, it's what keeps us fired up every day.
Well, I love it. Well, you're one step ahead of a lot of brands. So kudos to you guys. And, kudos to you with the acquisition and still maintaining, your, Craig Dubitsky smile and hustle.
The smile is real. The hustle is real. Come on. We're all lucky, right? If we're able to keep, focused and healthy and sane during, this past chunk of time, it's been obviously very, very challenging for most. We're all very fortunate to be able to smile. So I think.
Yeah. What a year it's been.
Yeah. So, I would say we should stay positive. You can't even use the word positive anymore. It means something completely different now. So I'm going with optimistic. So we have to just stay as optimistic as we can, keep trying to spread a little bit of joy. Again, I say the bar is really low. And right now it's low. It's very sad how low it is, with COVID. And hopefully It's a new day. We have today is inauguration day. We have an exciting new set of opportunities in front of us and some new people to help take us there. And, you know, let's just try to stay optimistic and focused on what's important and doing the best we can and keep putting the, you know, keep putting that optimism out there. You know, I think the more people that stay fired up, realistically so, you know, the better off we're going to be. So
I'm with you. Well, Craig, if you remember, we did this probably a year ago, but every show we always kind of lighten the mood a little bit and, you know, pivot away from business and talk a little bit about you with some quick fire questions.
Oh my God. Ready? I forgot about this. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. First question. What was cool when you were young, but not so cool today?
Wow. Well, we have to define young. Let's see. What was
younger, cool? Younger.
Younger. Gerbeau jeans.
Oh God. I remember those. Oh my God. You know, I never thought they were cool back then either.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone else did. So funny. Okay, so if you were moving to another country, but you could only pack one really small carry-on suitcase, what would you bring? And I mean small.
I got it. Like, I've had to do this before, so... I have next to me a guitar that would come with me. I've taken it with me to foreign lands. It's very small, and it's called a Steinberger. It's a headless guitar. It's really funky, and they don't make them anymore. So it looks, whenever I've carried this with me, because I've gone like on some crazy trips, and you can't take anything, but this comes with me, and people think it's a rifle, and I'm like the last person who would have a gun, like ever.
Right.
And people are like, oh my God, he's got a rifle. I'm like, no, it's a guitar. Like, trust me, my playing could hurt you probably more than any kind of weapon. You know, but yeah, the guitar. Definitely
okay,
take it.
Good answer. All right, now these next two questions, and these are the last two questions, but I like these. I haven't asked anybody these questions before.
Ooh, we're breaking them in.
I think they could be very interesting insight into you. So if magic was real, what spell would you try to learn first?
Oh my God, what an amazing question.
Right?
If magic were real, I don't know that many spells. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, what's the big spell?
I mean, you could basically do anything you want with magic.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I think I'd want to fly. I mean, does that count?
Yes.
Like, I mean, come on, flight?
I've always wanted
with that.
Yeah. I still
promise jetpacks.
Yeah. I'd love to fly. I'd be flying all day. Okay. Last question. If you were a ghost and you could possess people, what would you make them do?
Floss.
No, really. That's your work answer.
What would I make them do if I could possess them?
Yeah.
I would make them say thank you to everybody. I don't think people are appreciative enough necessarily.
I was actually thinking you were going to go along along the line of thank you or being thankful or being happy.
Yeah.
I don't think people say thank you enough. I agree.
Yeah, just you
know, I let people in all the time. Like if I'm driving and someone's making like a left turn, I'll stop and let them go. They don't even wave to me. I'm like, are you kidding me? You would be sitting there for 10 minutes.
I get
so mad. I'm like, I just want you to wave your hand saying thank you. Just like if someone did it to me, I would say thank you back.
You know? I so get it.
I was so rude.
I was out last weekend on a run, and my version of a run is, you know, pretty slow, but anyway, I'm out for this run, and I was on a very narrow road, and I'm running on the side of the road, and every time, and I run against traffic because you know I want to see what's about to potentially hit me, and every time someone would like kind of acknowledge that I was also on the road, they would look at me, I would look at them, and they would give me lots of room, you know, like just either slow down or give me lots of room, and I would thank them. I would like mouth thank you and I'd hold up my hands, you know, in a little like either peace sign or like a little prayer mode, you know, and just say thank you. And it was great. You know, people are, I love when people just acknowledge other people's existence. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm with you.
So yeah, if I could be Casper the Thankful Ghost, that'd be great.
I love it. Well, those are quick fire questions. And Craig, it's, again, always a pleasure. It's great to have you back on. Congrats on the acquisition and the success and everything you guys are doing and innovating. And I look forward to having you back on again in another year and seeing what you do next.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me. And again, I say keep safe and keep smiling. And yes, seriously, do not forget to floss. It's really important. So that's it.
Here's the PSA. Don't forget to floss. All right, Craig, thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.